Thank you for supporting Daily Tech Headlines directly. Now begins your ad-free episode.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 6th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say China will soon conclude its investigation into Didi Global, which will see regulators allow its mobile apps to return to domestic app stores and let it register new users again. Didi is expected to offer a 1% equity stake to the state, give the government a direct role in corporate decisions, and pay a relatively large fine. Didi went public on the New York Stock Exchange back in June, which triggered a cybersecurity review by Chinese regulators in July. The New York Times' sources say Apple partnered with several Hollywood directors, including Jon Favreau, to create video content for its upcoming mixed reality headset. The report echoes previous reports from Mark Gurman that the headset will likely not launch until 2023 due to continuing performance and battery life issues, but maintains Apple will introduce a toolkit to enable hands-free control of apps at this year's WWDC. LastPass began rolling out the ability to use its Authenticator app to access a password vault on desktop rather than using a master password. Master passwords will still be required for registering an account, adding new trusted devices, making account changes, or if a passwordless attempt fails. The battery developer Solid Power completed an EV cell pilot line, able to make up to 15,000 EV-scale solid-state battery cells per year, which will be delivered first to Ford and BMW to begin testing and formal automotive qualification. Solid-state batteries don't use a liquid electrolyte, allowing for higher energy density and faster charging, plus they're non-flammable. An investigation by Reuters found that between 2017 and 2021, the cryptocurrency exchange Binance processed at least $2.35 billion worth of transactions for funds received from cybercrime, investment fraud, and illegal drug sales. In some cases, funds passed through multiple digital wallets before reaching Binance. In August 2021, Binance strengthened its money laundering checks, compelling new and existing users to submit identification. Binance described the reporting as wildly outdated and disputed Reuters' findings. Epic Games will distribute its first blockchain-based game on the Epic Game Store later this year with the Western-themed Battle Royale Grit from Gala Games. Gala plans to publish more of its existing catalog on the Epic Game Store in the future. According to a new analysis by Canalys, Apple's Beats brand grew true wireless headphone shipments 553% on the year in Q1 to 2.4 million units. AirPods shipped 19.3 million units, but only grew 3% in the year. Overall, the total market grew shipments 17% in the year to 68.2 million, with Apple, Samsung, and Xiaomi remaining the top three. In a letter to Twitter, Elon Musk attorney Mike Ringler accused the company of resisting and thwarting Musk's right for information on fake accounts on the platform, calling it a clear material breach of the merger agreement. The letter maintains that Twitter is obligated to provide data for any reasonable business purpose related to the consummation of the transaction. Microsoft released a public preview of its Windows Auto Patch service. This enterprise service automatically manages the deployment of updates and patches on Windows 10 and 11 endpoints with integrated testing, halt, and rollback features when needed. It's expected to be generally available in July. Office of the Privacy Commission of Canada released the results of a 2020 investigation into the data collection of the Tim Hortons Coffee and Donut app. In May 2019, the app began collecting location data and used a platform called Radar to deduce where they lived, when they worked, when they traveled, and to where and when they visited competing restaurants like Starbucks or McDonald's. At the time, the app claimed to collect location data only when the app was open in order to facilitate restaurant orders. The data was anonymized and was never used to target ads or offers. The commission ordered Tim Hortons to delete any location data and limit future collection. Microsoft began testing a change to the Microsoft Store on Windows 11 that will skip over updates for apps that are already open. Previously, the store would just close open apps when updating. Microsoft also introduced native ARM64 support on the store. With the first release candidate of the Linux kernel version 5.19, Linus Torvalds announced the multi-platform ARM generic kernel work is pretty much done after over 10 years of development. The kernel release also adds support for NVMe for Apple Silicon and lays the groundwork for supporting Intel's Arc GPUs. Blizzard said it's exploring user-reported issues of Diablo Immortal not working on Samsung phones using Exynos SoCs. Some users report textures not loading properly, making the game unplayable. Blizzard says it may disable downloads on impacted devices while it works to address it. And finally, engineer Harley Turin created a homebrew continuous glucose monitor with data exported and viewable on an Apple Watch. He used an Abbott Freestyle Libra, a coin-sized glucose sensor with a two-week battery life, combined with a small Bluetooth NFC device to automatically trigger the sensor to take readings. Data was transmitted to a custom watchOS app over Bluetooth, which triggered notifications for rapid glucose changes. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.